Package special.
Imagine being a passenger on a flight where you see somebody get up and flames fly seven rows in front of you, and it goes all the way up the wall and pretty much to the ceiling. You have to think that your time is up, don't you? Luckily, it was a Christmas Day miracle for the people aboard a Delta/Northwest flight 253, and there are nothing but questions to be asked as a result of that. How much safer are we really in the United States, and is this a wake-up call as far as what are we doing with security measures? Every time somebody almost pulls the trigger on killing Americans, but the plot is foiled, whatever it was they were doing, we start doing. Whatever it is, whether it's shoes or liquid, or now, because this guy got up. And let me give you some of the details on this in case you missed it. And really, there have been a few things that have happened as a result of this, but I'm going to wind the clock back, Christmas Day. And what happened here was you had a Nigerian man who boarded a plane in Nigeria for Amsterdam, ending up in Detroit, and Omar Farik Abdulmutallab, 23-year-old, had sewn into his underwear a device that would have detonated, PETN, and it's the same stuff like nitroglycerin that Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, had back in 2001. The detonator device was either too small, didn't work, whatever, it's all being investigated, but it didn't go off other than the fire started that I described, the flames flying up in the air. There are strange things related to this. One, the whole visa thing. How do you grant somebody like this a visa when he was denied a visa in London, a student visa, for suspicions of where he was headed to a phony school? The other thing that's very strange that came out of Detroit, I was talking to someone about this from Detroit, and what they're reporting pretty much in the papers there is backing up what I heard, that there was a man who helped him get on the plane. This was a 23-year-old guy, this Nigerian, who was kind of, you know, shabbily dressed, Abdulmutallab, and he, you know, so how does he get on the plane? Because he didn't have a passport. So there's your question right there. He was with somebody who was helping him get on the plane, who was dressed in a sharp suit. The guy who was suited up, as was reported by a couple of lawyers and other passengers who watched this happen because they saw it, asked whether he could get aboard without a passport and said he's from the Sudan and we do this all the time. So he's Nigerian, obviously. He didn't have the documents that he should have had to get him on the plane. The ticket agent referred he and his companion to the manager down the hall. They didn't see him until he tried to detonate the explosives on the plane. So he got on the plane. And so there's one of your first steps. How does that happen? And again, this is, I think at this point now, being widely reported all over the country. It was all over the Detroit news, etc. There was a couple who were two attorneys who watched it happen who thought it was odd, you know, because you can tell. You know how that is. If there's a ruckus, somebody doesn't have the right, if you ever traveled abroad, they don't have the right papers. They pull them out of line or, you know, they're pulled aside. And so ultimately he ended up on the plane. Yeah. So you smell smoke, you see the flames, and you think, oh, my God, this can't be happening. And here it was absolutely happening. And luckily, some people passengers did hold him down. It wasn't a big skirmish, apparently, but there were people that jumped on him, a couple of guys, immediately. Flight attendants were yelling, screaming during the fire. The pilot sounded nervous when he was bringing the plane in for a landing because he came on and just said emergency landing. That was it. The plane sped up instead of slowing down, so he was flooring it because, you know, that's the feeling when you land, how it sort of slowed down. Didn't do that. The passengers had to wait 20 minutes before they were allowed to get off the plane. What happened was they came on and handcuffed him, etc. And then after that, some of the passengers waited to be interviewed by the FBI, including the two lawyers who noticed the man in the suit and how odd that was and how ultimately they got on the plane. So the Northwest Flight 253 had to be an incredibly scary one. How did the suspected terrorist board the plane? And then the question becomes, is the terror policy too soft? Or, you know, is this, somebody said to me, well, don't you think it's kind of a win for U.S. security? And the answer to that is no, I don't think it's a win for U.S. security. I think it's scary and just alerts us to the fact that, hey, guess what? We're really not that safe. Again, you talk about Nigeria, going through Nigeria, ultimately from there to Amsterdam and on to the United States. But then there's the visa process and everything in between. So those people, I'm sure, couldn't be more thrilled by the result, the end of that ride, but it had to be scary as to what was happening before that. Okay, there were other things that happened across the U.S., and of course we will jump to those as well and get some reaction, too. Also, did anybody nail the score? We do have some sound, by the way, from the guy that helped as far as the guys jumping on. They're kind of calling him the semi-hero of this one. Why don't we roll that and you can listen.
Basically, you know, like, I reacted on a bang, and then suddenly, like, there was smoke piling up in the cabin, and so people were screaming, fire, fire, and the first thing we all did is to check where the fire was. So, and then I saw the suspect, and he was trembling on his seat. Now, I was on the right side of the plane, and the suspect was on the left, so there were quite some seats in between, so When I saw that the suspect, he was getting on fire, and you know, I freaked, of course, and without any hesitation, I just jumped over all the seats, and I just jumped to the suspect, and because I was thinking, oh, you know, like, he's trying to blow up the plane, and you know, I was trying to search his body for, you know, any explosives, and then I took some kind of object that was already melting and smoking out of him, and I tried to put out the fire, and then when I did that, I was also restraining the suspect.
All right, so that was that's great that the people reacted that way. Thank goodness for the passengers. That was Jasper Scheringa, I believe his name is, but good for him for being able to do that and then thinking quickly. But as a result of it, things will change now on future flights, and to me the question becomes, we're always reacting. It goes back to the same thing. How many times, this is my hot button, do I say this on the show, why are we constantly behind the eight ball? You're not always going to be ahead of the curve. There's no way, no how. But these are situations we've talked about, we've hashed out, and supposedly in the United States, between the agencies, this has been worked on. So he's on a list of 500,000 people. How does this happen? So now are we aware that in Yemen and those areas, you've got to be concerned about what's happening? The idea that he almost blew up this U.S.-bound flight is frightening. Frightening. And this suspect spent some time in that area, again, training with Al-Qaeda before this happened, and they, in fact, had sewn the device into his underwear. And that's how he was able to get around, apparently, some of the security anyway. So the bomb suspect has been moved. We'll tell you all the details coming up on the flip side.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, it's time to get tough instead of being so soft. And ultimately, what does it mean? The destination was the United States, but the flight didn't originate in the United States. However, I go back to the visa, the passport process, all of that, and there has to be some concerns there. That process, to me, is a joke and needs to be changed when you find out that the visas expire and people are still in the United States. And this is going off in another direction. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is stuff that we've been saying could happen. Luckily, those people are safe and on the ground. But now there are things bubbling up all over the United States with planes and crazy rules because of what happened to this flight in Detroit. And who does it affect? All of us. And are we the ones blowing up the planes or trying to blow up the planes? And the answer to that is no. So we're stepping around the political correctness issue once again. Once again, we're doing this. Jana's listening to us in Iowa. Jana, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good one.
I did. Same to you.
Thank you.
I do want to say that it was a miracle that that flight did not blow up. And I'll give Joe Lieberman a star for saying it was a Christmas miracle and that we were just lucky this time and we need to address our problems.
I agree.
You're right. There's no political will to address the root cause of these problems, and I don't understand all the reasons why it's like that when it concerns the safety of the American people, even our own government workers, you know, not just the common Joe Blow down the street, and we're all worth saving. I don't understand why the government is not hypervigilant on this. I would like to say kudos to the guy who grabbed that terrorist. We need to give him a presidential reward, an award of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and we need to hire him to work security where the terrorists try to get on the planes at. And, you know, there's just so much you can say. If I were a terrorist, I'd try to infiltrate the luggage screening deal so I could help other terrorists through. Are we checking
That's
on
right.
those kind of things?
Right, right. And, and the answer is no. No, in some cases not. I've seen it very lax at a lot of the airports that I've been at.
We need to be so more proactive on screening the terrorists at their points of departure and tighten everything up. And I'm tired of them putting these silly, crazy rules on us. Well, you can't put the blanket on your lap because some terrorist might have got on somewhere. We need to be worrying about the terrorists getting on to start with. You know, it's just, I'm just speechless. I guess I'm like Mark. I don't know what to tell you. And if I was ever in a place where I saw one, I hope I'd be brave enough to smack him upside the head and knock him down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Would you be brave enough to do that? Like he said, I agree. And we are all speechless, Jana, as a result of this and the ridiculousness that ensues. Whatever the person tries to do, we suddenly can't do anymore on a plane. And that's what's happened now again as a result of Detroit. And they don't understand, how does this make us safer that Mrs. So-and-so and her three little children can't now be viewing the movie that keeps the kids in their place and in their seat and their DVD watching? Well, they can't do that anymore because that's too dangerous for the flight.
And I'm tired of the White House and all the government people trying to PR that, this was a win for our security and we put these things in place back when to make sure this didn't happen on planes. I mean, there's not words to describe it.
I agree, Jana. Absolutely. Thanks for calling the show. Mm-hmm. You have a good one.
Bye-bye.
She's right. There's not enough words in the English language to express the frustration. Tomas in Michigan. Hey, I trust you had a good holiday.
Oh, yeah. And I like to announce on your show here, the opening of Bare Bones Airlines. Bare Bones Airlines. You don't have to wear any clothes, and we don't have to search you. Yes, sir. Everybody needs to go to Kate Delaney's Facebook because you're going to be on the cutting edge of the latest news story this week, which will be probably some sort of attack on Kim Komando. Because, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I know Kim Komando. Why are you saying that? I know who she is.
Yeah, did you see her Facebook? Maybe you're not friends with her like I am. But she happened to be in Honolulu today, and she took a picture of security guards sleeping at the Honolulu Airport.
Oh, that's so crazy, isn't it?
I posted it on your wall there.
All right, I'm going to look.
I did. I mean, I don't know what happened to it, but I thought I did. I'm looking at it now. I don't see it, but I'll do it again.
Okay. So we'll look for that. Go to
yeah.
Kate Delaney Facebook, boom, and then you'll get it there. Wow. That's good for her that she posted that. Yeah.
It is like, looks like, you know, somebody just broke his neck. He's a big old fat Hawaiian dude just laid out in the middle of the hole. Anybody can see him. And the question is, how can something like this happen when we just had that a couple of days ago? You would figure the supervisors would be, right, vigilant and on top of their privates. You know, I mean, at least in the military, if there was a screw-up, man, the next couple of days, you better have your stuff squared away because, you know, the lieutenant will be looking at the gunny will be looking at the sergeant, the sergeant will be looking at the corporal will be looking at all the way down the line. And it's...
Yep.
I don't know if you can see it now. Can you see it on your Facebook?
I've got it. Let's see. I'm looking. Wow. Again, it's just shocking what you're right. In the wake of all of this, so depending on where you are, how much safer are you by the people who are the TSA and the people that are otherwise engaged, whether they're sleeping or not, whatever it is, not paying attention, etc. I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's going to be a rough week for Kim Commander, let me tell you, because she put that up there, and now everybody's, you know, she's no fan of Obama. I'll tell you that right now. I remember. So, I had to share that with you because, you know, I knew you'd be talking about it and everybody'd be talking about it. You got to go to Kate Delaney's Facebook, and there you're going to see this fat old dude just looks like he's on his last legs there, you know.
I tell you what,
if you're tired, man, go from the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To somewhere else, not in the middle of the street.
I agree. How it's laughable. I'm glad you sent that. Thanks, Tomas. Appreciate it. He's right. She was in Hawaii, and obviously she posted the shot that the people were sleeping, the security guards. It's just too bloody funny, but sad at the same time, because you, the passengers, are the ones that are sufferer. If you're going to see your mother, your father, your great aunt, whoever, it's going to be much more difficult. This is what happens. It's almost laughable. It's obvious. Something, whether it's the shoe bomber, take off your shoes, it's the liquids in London, can't have liquids anymore, can't have a can of Coke that you're walking on the plane with anymore. So whatever somebody attempts to do, then we won't be doing it anymore. And there's the great example. The mother with the kids who are restless, who are young, who are fine because they have the miracle of the DVD players that cost nothing now, the little tiny ones, and they watch the movies, and they're fine. They're not going to be able to watch the movies anymore. They're cut off. You have kids that are wiggling around. They have to use the restroom. You have other people who have other ailments, etc., so they have to suffer. And like children, it is. It's like children. You know, when somebody did something in the class and everybody had to sit there and fold their hands and be quiet because the one bad apple got everybody in trouble and everybody said it's unfair. That's what it's like. We're like children being herded up. You have to sit in silence, but you cannot have a laptop. You cannot have a book. You can't have this, can't have that. Well, so the art of conversation is going to be pretty big on planes, I'm assuming. But I don't, I think it is ridiculous, and it is not going to amount to whatever it is they want it to amount to. Is it going to save anyone's life? I'm going to say no. There's going to be another way to do this. There's going to be something else that somebody could come up with. The idea was to blow up the plane. They could certainly blow it up midair, and that's all that would probably have done if he had been able to get to the device earlier. Then that's exactly what he would have done. Some other things did happen across the U.S., believe it or not, and we're going to pang on those in a second. 800-259-5791.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Happened across the U.S., including this. We need some good news, don't we? How about a silver lining on a holiday? Some good Samaritans. Well, a last-minute shopper who lost a wallet was stuffed with $5,000 in cash at Bloomingdale's got an early Christmas present. He's not going to forget. An honest couple returned the billfold with every single dollar in it. Yeah, how about that? I think that's awesome. Yeah, there's the daily salute. They can share with the people on that plane that reacted the way they did, but the happy return ended a miserable ordeal for Robert Slatkin was his name. He was certain the wallet was gone for good in that crazy chaos of the holiday shopping, and it happened on Wednesday night, so he was a late guy. I mean, he was doing the last-minute shopping Christmas Eve. He was buying a shirt, and it was like 4:30 apparently in the afternoon when he noticed his wallet was missing. How about that? That's incredible that those people returned that and returned every single cent in there. But I shouldn't say that. Inherently, I think there are some good people around, and certainly they were one of those people, that couple that did that for him. I wonder, because I don't know if they actually got any kind of reward. I'm just curious as to whether he offered something or not. Some other things that happened, you know, we're talking about this nightmare that now has become with Christmas Day, and almost that that jet could have been blown up or blown a hole in, or who knows what would have happened there. But the idea was obvious. It was a terroristic plot that was thwarted because the detonator didn't work and then the people reacted on the flight. But a couple of other things that happened in the air or on the ground were the winter storms. So much snow was dumped from Texas to the upper parts of the Midwest when last we spoke here on ATM. In fact, 23 inches of snow in Grand Forks, North Dakota, 18 near Norfolk, Nebraska, and just incredible amounts of snow in Michigan, etc., and in other areas. And they're talking about more snow to come this way in Chicago, which is, of course, the hub for so many flights. When you're talking about O'Hare, you had snow, ice, and rain, and you had cancellations or delays of about 450 flights on Saturday. So it was a rough weekend all the way around. Certainly, our minds are on the flights that came into Detroit, but you also had flights in the meantime being delayed at major airports, Chicago and also in New York. They got fog, and there was a lot of delays. You had delays of 2.5 hours, etc. And then, of course, because of the stricter security precautions after the airline bombing attempt in Detroit. So I saw a picture of one of the airlines, one of the airports, and it looked pretty chaotic to me. It looked like an outdoor concert festival seating style almost. That's how bad it, meaning the people were just all over the place, no question. In the meantime, when we last spoke as well, we were talking about health care, and the House Democrats okayed to drop the government option. Yeah, because here's the thing. Tentatively, now there's these final votes from the Senate and the House, ultimately, but for this final round. But the thing is, it's a delicate balance because there's barely enough in the Senate with 60. And then, of course, in the House, the same thing. It's a question of how many. And both parties are moving forward with this. You have mostly every Republican Congress has opposed the measures. But you're going to need every last one of those 60 Democrats, certainly, in the Senate, no question about it. Now it comes down to these votes because the Senate voted to move forward. And, of course, we know the same thing with the House, obviously. So this is not dead. It's now just a question of maneuvering and holding ground, as it were, defending the turf. But might not be as easy as one would think. A couple of votes one way or the other, and it does not happen. And now most of the focus is on the whole security thing. In the meantime, this also is stirring debate and really infuriates me. Yeah. I mean, the Detroit thing is incredibly infuriating and scary and very sad that we're at this point, that we're not catching guys that are paying for cash for the tickets, and we're on the watch list, even though it was the bigger watch list, but we're on there for a while. Give me a break. But how about this? The decision to cover an unlimited amount of losses at the big finance giants named Fannie and Freddie over the next 3 years, of course, stirring controversy, and right over the holidays. The Treasury, it's perfect time to do it, right? The Treasury announced on Thursday, Christmas Eve, it was removing the caps that limited the amount of available capital to the companies to $200 billion each. Unlimited access to bailout funds through 2012, they say, is necessary for preserving the continued strength and stability of the mortgage market. Give me a break. I mean, a blank check, it's no coincidence. That's exactly what it is. And on Christmas Eve, that's because most people aren't going to pay attention to what's happening because they don't know. So nobody's, at Christmas, you're going to get someone from the Treasury to talk to you. So far, the Treasury has provided $60 billion of capital to Fannie and $51 billion, with a B, to Freddie. Yes, I don't believe it. $200 billion apiece from the Treasury. In exchange for the funding, what do we get back? Because it's us, the taxpayers. The Treasury gets preferred stock and the companies paying 10% dividends. The Treasury also has warrants to acquire nearly 80% of the common stock shares in each firm. Yeah. To me, again, a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of ridiculousness. I mean, here's the thing you have to realize. They have new packages that they're going to pay the Fannie chief executive officer, Michael Williams, and Freddie's CEO, Charles Haldeman. They get $6 million a year, including bonuses. So the packages had to be approved by somebody, right? Who do you think approved them? The Treasury and the Federal Housing Finance Agency. They regulate the companies. And they say, well, compensation for executive officers of the companies on average is down 40% from the pay levels before the conservatorship. Oh, man. I mean, give me a break. And then they're going to complain and kvetch about Goldman Sachs and AIG. And almost all the top guys get everything in cash. So you're talking about an annual compensation. I just got to get this out. Of a base salary of $900,000 and a deferred base salary of $3.1 million and incentive pay as much as $2 million. Boy, are we all in the wrong business. Oh, and you think of how underwater. What is this money for? So you approve this compensation with no plan to remove taxpayer support? I mean, no plan in place, the way they jumped on the automakers who had no plan when they were begging for money, and then they turn around and do this. You have unemployment at really over 10% and handing out $6 million bonuses, $6 million in bonuses to federal employees. I mean, are you serious? You heard what I said the compensation was for the top guys. I mean, that is nothing but pure greed. And none of them, let's hope, are criticizing any of the others, any of the other bankers, because, you know, that whole thing about casting stones. Hopefully they weren't casting any big stones. So while you were away, here are some of the things that were happening. A few days off for the holidays, and man, they'll try to slide anything under the rug. And the Fannie Freddie thing certainly is one of them, and the numbers are absolutely, I think, absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Also, sad deal here. You know, you always wonder this about skiing. It's not just in the movies, but seriously, avalanches in Italy killed 7 people, including 4 rescuers. Sad. You had a 14-year-old boy that was killed, was skiing. And there he was, I guess he was skiing with a brother and a friend, and he was killed on the spot. And he's in the Italian Alps. And, you know, then they go missing, and then you find the deal is that there was some kind of an avalanche. I've always wondered, I mean, what is it that causes those avalanches? I guess in this case, they say that, you know, there was so much snow, ultimately, and the avalanche was triggered in northern Italy, and people were just happened to be on the wrong side of slopes, and there was nothing they could do. They were trying to free people, and they were trying to, you know, hope that the weather would break, but to no avail. Also, 20 pilot whales died on a New Zealand beach. When I first saw this headline, I was wondering, wow, how does this happen? But what happened is there was 43 others that were also part of this group, and they managed to go out to sea. So that's, I guess, the good part of this for anyone who knows anything about whales. But you had the Department of Conservation workers and hundreds of volunteers that were trying to help do what they could to refloat the whales at high tide. So imagine the amount of volunteers that you would have because you had 63 pilot whales that were stranded. Somehow, they might have been sick, or their sonar led them into the shallow area, and they couldn't get their way out again. And Mother Nature let them down, but luckily, some people helped get most of them back out to sea, but sadly, 20 did die. On the flip side, did anybody nail the score? We'll talk about it next.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
He takes the snap, thinks back, he looks, he steps up, he lets it fly. It is deflected and complete for a touchdown to Jason Avant. Deflected by the Broncos and into the hands of Aldo Hill. Touched it, and Avant with a great concentration holds it in for a touchdown.
And again, it's Curtis Painter at quarterback. Play action. Painter drops back under pressure. Close the football. It's up in the air. It's at the 5-yard line. The Jets scramble for it. Into the end zone. Touchdown. Recovered in the end zone by Marcus Douglas. And the Jets score a defensive touchdown after Painter was hit from the blind side.
Over? You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Here comes the punt, and Morstead picks a wobbly thing. Returnable by Spurlock. Feels it at the 24-yard line. Comes here, I got a block on the side. He takes it from the middle. Run, Michael! Go, Michael! To the 50! Run, Michael! Run, Michael! Run! 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! And the Buccaneers are a point away from tying the game.
Hartley to attempt a 37-yard field goal. He made a 28-yarder earlier in the game. Nice snap, dugout. Here's the kick, and it's long enough.
It's no good! It's no good! He missed it wide to the left, and the Buccaneers have light.
McConnell's a good snap. The hole, the kick, line drive, kick, line drive, kick, line drive. Take it good! And the Bucs beat the Saints. Bucs win! Bucs win! Bucs win in overtime!
All right, it's like a wild jigsaw puzzle as a result of some of these games, some of the calls that you heard there. Some crazy things happened, too. The Colts, should the priority have been trying to protect the perfect season or saying, eh, we, you know, blew everyone across the boards. We had an undefeated record up until this one, so we got to rest starting players for the playoffs. Who cares about the record of being perfect? Maybe that was the thought there. I don't know. The Giants got creamed, by the way, in their finale. Embarrassing. Carolina 41, whomp them, 41-9. You know, talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, they move on. They were able, and of course they'd already clinched a playoff spot, but it was a big win for them as they beat Denver with a kick, 30-27. How about that? But like I said, the crazy thing here is, in looking ahead, some of the strange scenarios that will play out for a bunch of the teams, especially in the AFC, crazy what could happen there as the pendulum could swing in a lot of different directions as to who gets in the playoffs or not. I know, like me, you were watching, certainly, Matt, many of these NFL games. Isn't it crazy? Sunday, the Saints, what's happening to the Saints? They go down again, and the Bucks somehow beat the Saints. What has happened to the Saints, who looked so good a couple of weeks ago and maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago? Now the wheels are like off.
Yeah, I was once scared to play the Saints, to have the Vikings play the Saints, but now it's definitely the Philadelphia Eagles. The Saints do not look as good as they once did earlier in the year, struggling the last couple of games for sure and losing two of them too. So I don't know what's going to shake down the NFC. The Vikings still have a shot at home field advantage if the Saints lose to Carolina, who's suddenly hot too, the way they handled the Vikings and the Giants. And who knows, it's going to come down to the last week, and you got AFC wild card up for grabs between Jets and who is it? Jets and the Ravens.
I think. Yeah, Ravens, yeah. And that's why I say it's so weird. The Cowboys shut out the Skins, so they get a playoff spot, but now it's a question of are they going to host maybe Philadelphia, win the East or what? Because if they beat Philadelphia, they would win the NFC East, despite what the Eagles did, because the Eagles lost their first meeting with the Cowboys, which would mean they would be swept by the Cowboys, and it would change that. You have the Patriots routing the Jags. They clinched the AFC East, but it's crazy in these last this last week of the season how things could inch a team or two out, or maybe somebody else ends up getting in on a prayer and a little help from their friends. When you start to figure that out, you get it is very confusing. If this happens to Team A, then Green Bay goes here. If the Vikings do this, and then with a loss with that. But that's what it is. By the way, so the Steelers, when they beat the Ravens, they kept their hopes alive. And that was, of course, our Nail the Score game. With some more details on that, here are those highlights.
At the 25, it's third down and two, Ben shotgun. 44 seconds left. He gets the snap. He throws it down. The pass is caught. Running it at the 10. Santonio 5. He's into the end zone for the Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. They're going to mark it down back near the pylon. It is a touchdown for Pittsburgh. Santonio zigging and zagging his way around Baltimore defenders.
Flacco in the shotgun. Steelers show blitz. They don't bring it. Flacco to throw. Fires end zone. Looking for Heath. He's got it. Touchdown. Todd Heath. First down. Long play count. Flacco play action. Has time. Firing end zone. Man wide open. Touchdown.
Dropped it.
Oh, no. Derek Mason had it in his hand. Wide open, and he dropped the ball.
Baltimore 6 for 12 on fourth down. Shotgun for Flacco. He's back on fourth down. He's going to be hit.
Alright, so how about that? So ultimately, nobody nailed the score, and guess who came the closest? My guess was Pittsburgh would win it 24-21. Pittsburgh did win, but they won 23-20. Yeah, 20, well, actually mine wasn't the closest, 23-20. No, Tom in Kansas had Baltimore. He had 23-19, but he had Baltimore. And so there were some people that were close to it. Cliff in Missouri had 21-18. We had, of course, Edna, who had 22-17 Steelers. Oh, isn't that crazy? But nobody nailed the score. So once again, Matt, nobody nailed the score. You thought Pittsburgh would win it 31-20. That was a crazy finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I thought Baltimore would actually maybe pull it out there when the way that game was going, but they just didn't have it. And the defense, they made so many mistakes on themselves. Like, they'd pick the ball off and then have a defensive penalty. Like, they had a touchdown that returned that got called back. They had another interception called back for defensive holding that it was away from the plane. It didn't even matter. So they kind of beat themselves a little bit and left the door open for the Steelers.
Yeah, no kidding. And, again, it's I was surprised by that finish, too. But, you know, hey, that's what we just said. The deal is that there still is a possibility. The Steelers keep that hope alive. And, you know, sometimes when you have a team like this, and you know this in watching football for as many years as you have, just like me, you just watch. All you have to do is watch for a decade, and you get the deal. A team has a thing called momentum. It's elusive, and people poo-poo it like it's nothing, but there is such a thing as momentum. And the team with the hot hand sometimes can be the stunner in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's the way Arizona was last year when they got to the Super Bowl. Nobody thought they were going to do anything.
No!
And then they just showed up, made all the way to Super Bowl. San Diego last year, even with this year, too, they're a dangerous team right now, and they were last year. No one thought they would even be in the playoffs, and they rattled off, I think, five or six wins in a row and ended up beating out Denver for the division. And, I don't know, you gotta be careful of those teams, and that's why I'm so scared of Philadelphia, because they're on a roll right now, too, even though they lost earlier to Oakland somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say Philly in the NFC is scary, and I'd say the Steelers because of the clutch win over the Ravens. It is full tilt for them, and sometimes the back behind the wall, you know, backs are against the wall thing is what makes somebody pop up. Hey, we didn't talk about this, but the Colts, what did you think of the Colts, you know, basically saying screw the whole let's have the perfect record. We'll just rest our starters and play basically the scrubs, I'll call them, and not worry about it.
I thought the two stunners of the day was Tampa Bay beating the Saints at home because Tampa Bay's just been a garbage team all year.
Right.
A rookie quarterback, and they somehow beat the Saints at home. And then the Colts game, taking Peyton Manning and all the other starters out when they were up, I think it was 15-12 or 15-13, I don't remember what the score was, and they took them out in the third quarter. I would have gone for the streak of winning all the games and kept the pedal to the floor. I don't believe in letting up. I think that's how you lose some momentum.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for that, too. Also, that's like dog in the game. So the Jets end up winning at 29-15, but Matt's right. They had this in the bag, so what gives with that? You know, you got to wonder. All right, we talked, obviously, a lot about airline safety. You may have some more thoughts on that. Send them to me, americatonight.net.